Mentally ill inmates are languishing in Washington jails. They wait weeks, even months, for evaluations to see if they're competent to stand trial. The state admits the wait times are excessive and indefensible. Monday in Seattle, a class action lawsuit over the delays is scheduled to go to trial in federal court. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Last September, a 26-year-old man named Bryce had a psychotic episode at his parents' house near Spokane.
He's threatening to kill himself.
Bryce's father, Barry.
Threatening to kill us.
This went on for hours.
The threats continued, and they come more and more vocal into a rage.
Barry and his wife, Nancy, agreed to tell their story if we only use their first names. Finally, that evening, the couple decided to call the police.
We needed help.
Nancy says she was alone in a bedroom.
Bryce came back into the house and said, "I just cut off Dad's head, and now I'm going to do you."
She didn't believe him because she couldn't see any blood, but it was scary. Nancy escaped the house and called 911. Responding sheriff's deputies subdued Bryce with a taser and arrested him. He was booked into the Spokane County Jail for felony harassment.
From there, the troubles really began.
Bryce would remain locked up in jail for the next 5 months, much of that time in isolation. Eventually, a judge ordered an evaluation to see if Bryce was competent to stand trial. 7 days passed, then 14, 30. Finally, a state psychiatrist showed up at the jail to evaluate Bryce on the 43rd day.
I think it's very inappropriate.
Carrie Reardon is Bryce's public defender. She says delays like this are all too common.
It is a tragedy that we are letting people with mental health issues simply rot in jail.
The state's own records show that in Eastern Washington, average wait times for competency evaluations are 50 to 60 days. It's much shorter in Western Washington, 14 to 18 days, but even that exceeds the state's own performance target of 7 days. In December, a federal judge in Seattle found the delays unconstitutional and said they must stop. She found that some inmates were defecating on themselves and resorting to self-harm. Jane Beyer is an assistant secretary at Washington's Department of Social and Health Services. She agrees that current wait times are not acceptable.
We do not think it is good practice for individuals to wait in jail for extended periods of time.
Beyer says in recent years, her agency has been getting more and more requests from judges for competency evaluations. That's created another backlog of inmates waiting for treatment to try to get them well enough to stand trial.
During the time that this demand for service has gone up, our staffing and the number of beds at the state hospitals available to provide these services have remained unchanged.
That's about to change, though. Lawmakers and the governor recently gave the agency money to hire 3 new competency evaluators and open up 15 additional hospital beds. At the same time, the governor has just signed a law that mandates a new 14-day standard for DSHS to provide a competency evaluation to jail inmates. The federal trial in Seattle will determine whether that's fast enough. Last December, the judge in the case said wait times beyond 7 days are suspect. As for Bryce in the Spokane County Jail, his father says the weeks of solitary confinement took a toll.
When I did see him, I was alarmed. He was incoherent. He was rambling.
A few weeks ago, a judge found Bryce not competent to stand trial. The charges against him were dropped. He was moved to Eastern State Hospital. But doctors there determined he did not meet the criteria for involuntary treatment. Now the charges have been reinstated, and Bryce is once again locked up in the Spokane County Jail. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.